Now, according to Lewis, the upshot of such an education that throws out the Tao is to move our children and our leaders outside of the Tao-shaped circle that defines us as human beings. Think of a circle. Each of us lives in that circle. That circle is the Tao. When we step outside the circle, anything goes. Literally, as Colt Porter said, anything goes. And so what happens is, rather than fulfilling the Tao within ourselves, and that's part of what Jesus wanted to do, he wanted to take the law and write it on our hearts. But rather than do that, you know what we do? We do the Nietzsche thing. We abolish the Tao altogether. But here comes the problem. Once you step outside the Tao circle, you know what you start doing? You start fashioning new moralities. And you know how that's often done? You take one virtue, you select one virtue out of the Tao and make that virtue into the whole Tao. And in fact, you make that virtue so important that you're willing to break all other virtues in order to achieve that. Let me give you a concrete example. Our 20th century has been an era of totalitarian rule, and Lewis was very prophetic of this. Let's look at the fascists and then the communists. The fascists took a virtue. That was the virtue of genetic purity. And maybe that is a virtue to a certain extent. But you know what the fascists did? They believed that virtue was so important that they could lawfully break every other virtue in the Tao in order to achieve it. The communists are more dangerous. The communists believe the most important virtue is equality. I would agree. I would agree that it's a virtue, at least, maybe not the most important. But you know what the communists were willing to do? Think about the gulags. Either you kill off the Jews and the gypsies in the name of racial purity, or you kill off the gulags and all the Russian bourgeoisie so you can achieve equality. But you see what happens when we step outside of the Tao, when we make one virtue into the entire virtue, then anything goes. Our century has been the most inhumane, horrible century of all. I mean, this has been terrible. We've sort of forgotten now, but terrible things have been done in the name of virtue. And I've always believed that communism is a worse evil than fascism, not because it's worse, but because communism, like Satan, disguises itself as an angel of light. Most people will say racial purity, ugh. But most people will say equality, let's go. Let's do it, no matter what it takes. Unfortunately, what it takes is often the murder of a lot of people. As we saw in Lecture 2, whenever we make an earthly thing, even a good thing, into a god, it quickly becomes a demon. But of course, in the absence of any set standard or touchstone, who is to say what is good or evil? Once we step outside of the Tao, there's no more judgment to tell us if our new morality is really moral. In the end, Lewis says, we may build a utopia, but it will be ruled by conditioners who will have no fixed measure to tell them what is best and most proper for man. And you know what? Apart from that measure, they, the conditioners of the future, will base their decisions not on a sense of duty, but on how they feel at the moment. As Lewis says, on digestion and the weather. They're not going to choose according to any standard. They're going to choose on how they feel that morning. If they got a stomachache, maybe we'll kill a few people. I mean, this is a reductio ad absurdum, but it's a serious one. You see, like Plato's tyrants who put themselves above ethics and the law, it will be the base desires, the belly of those leaders that will control them rather than their head. When you take out virtue, the chest, the head atrophies as well, and what you're left with is the belly. And when that happens, Lewis says, the human race, which thought to conquer nature by freeing itself from all moral restraint, will find itself her slave. Reducing ourselves to the level of nature, we end not in perfecting man, but abolishing him. Isn't it ironic? We want to control nature, but once we throw out the Tao, it's nature that controls us and that tells us what to do. Again, Lewis is being incredibly prophetic here, and these problems that he points out are still with us. Is it utopia or is it dystopia? How's that for a sober end as we enter the 21st century?